Hi, Pastor Brandon here, and it is day 4 of our reading plan, Seek Him, a reading plan that will take us on a journey over the course of the next 2 years through the entirety of the Bible. Today's reading comes from Psalm 4, Genesis 5, Matthew 2, 13 through 23. We'll be starting in the 4th Psalm today. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? Selah. But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Selah. Offer sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they have been when their grain and wine abound. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Genesis chapter 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. Male and female, he created them. And he blessed them and named them man. When they were created, when Adam had lived 130 years, he fathered a son in his own likeness after his image and named him Seth. The days of Adam after he fathered Seth were 800 years, and he had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. When Seth had lived 105 years, he fathered Enosh. Seth lived after he fathered Enosh 807 years, and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. When Enosh had lived 90 years, he fathered Kenan. Enosh lived after he fathered Kenan 815 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus, all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. When Kenan had lived 70 years, he fathered Mahalalel. Kenan lived after he fathered Mahalalel 840 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Kenan were 910 years, and he died. When Mahalalel had lived 65 years, he fathered Jared. Mahalalel lived after he fathered Jared 830 years, and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. When Jared had lived 662 years, he fathered Enoch. Jared lived after he fathered Enoch 800 years, and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he fathered Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. When Methuselah had lived 187 years, he fathered Lamech. Methuselah lived after he fathered Lamech 782 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Methuselah were 969 years and he died. When Lamech had lived 182 years, he fathered a son. and called his name Noah, saying, out of the ground that the Lord has cursed, this one shall bring us relief from our work and from the painful toil of our hands. Lamech lived after he fathered Noah 595 years, and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. After Noah was 500 years old, Noah fathered Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And now, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 13 through 23. Now, when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And he rose and took the child and his mother by night, and departed to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old and or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they are no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. And he rose and took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, so that what would be spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, that he would be called a Nazarene. This is the word of the Lord in our fourth day of readings from our reading plan, Seek Him. As always, there are some amazing things that we can discuss in our readings, in particular from our Genesis reading about Enoch, where it just says, and he was not. He walked with God and he was not, it says in verse 23, for God took him. Enoch never dies, but God takes him from the earth, for he walked with God. What a hope that brings. Enoch was, and then he was not, for God took him. There's other people in the Bible that we see this happen to, in particular, the prophet Elijah. The prophet Elijah is taken up into the heavens on a chariot of fire. And this is something that happens in the Bible. They were there one moment, and they're gone the next. And then we got our Matthew passage. And our Matthew passage is interesting, not because it is wonderful and the story of the coming of the wise men, the very reason we celebrate a season called Epiphany, but there is a thing here that Matthew points out that we need to make sure we capture three times in this short passage of Matthew. You'll see, this was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. You see, the prophets have all spoken about this. Jeremiah, Isaiah, they had all spoken about this Messiah that would come. And here is God orchestrating what he said was about to happen. In three instances, we see this in the Gospel of Matthew. And it's a wonderful thing to know that God has a plan, and that God sees to his plan, and there's nothing that we can do to interrupt that plan. God has it under control. Well, once again, this was your readings for day 4 of our reading plan. Please continue with us as we continue to dive deeply into the Word together as a family of families, God's families. Blessing and peace to you all. See you at church tomorrow.